Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This has been all over the news over the last week.
It's astonishing video of a crane collapsing in Manhattan. The operating arm on the towering construction crane falls and slams into a high-rise building across 10th Avenue.
It's terrifying if you think about it.
Sure. I mean, of course. And in New York, right? I mean, there's already been a place of trauma. So, you know, you hear something like that, you're moving through the streets of the city, and it's very, very scary. Imagine you're the person in the other building and you're watching this thing come towards you. There's nowhere to run.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing to do.
Mayor Adams said this.
We were extremely, extremely lucky this morning.
Yeah, so there's about 11 injuries, but no fatalities. Yeah. And, you know, everybody is going to be okay. But I was listening to the news, Raven, and the woman said this.
My first thought was, is anybody on the sidewalk? It's 7:30 in the morning on a work day. Lots of people are typically on New York City sidewalks.
Sure.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So think about it. You're just on the sidewalk and you're chilling, doing your thing, walking to work or going wherever you're going, and you watch this crane fall. And Raven, you mentioned earlier about like, what if you're like standing across the street?
Yeah.
Well, this guy was standing across the street in the building across the street.
So I thought that it was like an earthquake is happening. So in the split of a second, I'm like, wait a minute, we're living in New York City. Usually earthquake does not happen in the New York area. So and then I was like, what the hell is going on? It's something is really bad is going on. And I see this flames coming out from the crane.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, listen, it's been really, really hot everywhere. So, machines are having a tough time, too. But work has got to continue on at this point. A lot of machines break down in this type of weather. I mean, and not to say that that's exactly what happened here, but you just got to be careful with it. Also, not the first crane incident, not even the first crane incident in New York. So you know, sometimes these things happen.
I was thinking about it, though.
Yeah.
Imagine if you saw that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, that's one of those things that when you see in real life, it stays with you forever.
Oh, yeah. You're never going to forget that. That's
right.
A story you can tell.
What's the craziest thing you ever saw happen in real life, Raven?
I mean, I feel like I've seen a lot of crazy things, but top of mind, easy answer would be Woodstock 99.
Small bonfires at first grew into out-of-control blazes. Soon, the concert goers were out of control, too.
All the tractor trailers, all the refrigerators, bombs were blowing up. The propane, all the diesel fuel, it was insane.
There was definitely a feeling of like Armageddon when I was there.
Yeah.
And then things started to explode. It was scary. They were big fires and there was hundreds of thousands of people around. So, you know, you thought people were going to get really, really hurt.
You know, it's funny. I was at Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
To me, that's not the craziest thing I ever saw.
Well,
you know,
what's on your list?
So, one, when I saw a tractor trailer full of watermelons that was broken on the side of the highway and all the watermelons were falling out.
Oh.
Because no one believed me that was real until the news started reporting on it. No one believed me that I really saw that happen.
Yeah.
Two, I saw a giant rabbit on a leash being walked down a street.
You told me about that, yeah.
That was pretty crazy.
That would be jarring, right?
Yeah. And the scariest is I was driving on a highway and I was going to work and there was just a Jeep Wrangler that must have just gotten into an accident.
Yeah.
And the lights were dead. It was completely dead and it was just coming at me. It was face forward coming at me and I'm driving like 70 miles per hour.
What is it, driving or was it just stopped?
It was just stopped.
Okay, in the middle of the highway with its lights off.
In the left lane,
yeah.
Like in the fast lane. And I just swerved to the center to get around it and it was close. It was close.
What did you do after?
I pulled over and cried.
Okay.
Is that a good answer?
And then what?
And then I drove to work.
Then you left.
I left.
That person could have been dead in that Jeep.
I called 911,
okay.
And they said they had already been notified, and they were on the way, and I just drove to work and cried.
Yeah,
what was I going to do?
Certainly very scary, yeah.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've seen in real life? Fran?
Okay, this happened when I was around 12 years old. My family and I were snorkeling. We weren't even scuba diving. We were just snorkeling. We were having a good time. We were looking at all the fishes. And then all of a sudden, fishes start to disappear. And we look up, and there's a great white shark.
No.
Come on.
Where? Where were you?
This was in Ecuador, because we're Ecuadorian.
Okay.
So we see a shark. We start to panic. We do everything that you're not supposed to do in the water. When you see a shark, we started bringing up all the water. And then behind it is another great white shark, and we're thinking we're even more dead. But then one great white shark attacked the other great white shark, and we just swam away the fastest that we could.
Wait a minute. Like, actually attacked it or, like, swiped
it?
Yeah,
like it bit him.
Come on.
I've been watching a lot of Shark Week. What did I see last night? Last night, it was a blue shark and a great white, and the blue shark actually... I'm going to get this mixed up right now because I wasn't planning on it. But yes, I saw one shark go for the other, but not two of the same.
Well, maybe they weren't the same kind of shark. They were both big. They were sharks.
Right. Yeah. You were 12. It was a shark. It was terrifying. Wow.
It was a big shark.
I've never seen a shark.
In the water?
Yeah. That's not true. When I was in Bora Bora on our honeymoon, we did, and I was too scared to get in the water.
Right.
But they brought us to where the sharks were. So we were expecting it. Like, we knew that this is what we were going to do.
No, we were not expecting it.
Yes.
We were happily snorkeling.
That's terrifying.
Looking at all the pretty fishes. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, there's a giant shark.
I don't want to see a shark when I'm not supposed to see a shark.
My dad in his panic, pulled me out of the water by my neck. I was, almost drowned when we got to the shore.
I saw a barracuda one time that was seriously, it was the biggest fish that I ever saw. I mean, it was 8 or 10 feet. It's huge for a barracuda, but it's not huge compared to a shark. And I think I screamed out loud underwater. I was also snorkeling, and that was the end of the snorkeling trip for me, because I'm like, oh my God, am I wearing an earring? Is there rings or anything? They tell you they're going to bite something shiny. I literally, screamed. Catapulted myself out of the water and then ran across the ocean like Jesus until I got back in the boat.
Yeah, I did not get back in the water on that trip.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Brianne, what's the craziest thing you've seen in real life?
So in real life, this is actually a nature or animal thing. I actually saw an eagle swoop down and grab a snake and then fly away with it.
Oh,
cool.
Wow. That is cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen stuff like that on National Geographic a couple times, and we do have this large red-tailed hawk that swoops over our yard, and I think he's going for my chihuahua.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got to be ready for that. But that would be cool because, it's not like you loved the snake or anything. It wasn't your snake, right?
And then you got to think, though, don't drop the snake.
Oh, no.
As it's taken off, above you.
Sometimes that's what they do. They drop them to, finish the snake off, and then they eat them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. Did he drop the snake in front of you and then finish him off?
He did not. He actually flew up really high. And I actually thought for a second, I'm like, oh, my God, does he have something caught on him? Is it a string? What is that? And then realized, oh, my God, he just swooped down and got a snake.
We found a turtle one time in my yard and we're nowhere near water. And it was an alligator snapper turtle.
Mm-hmm.
It was small. My wife called a animal rescue nearby, and they were like, yeah, it was probably picked up by a hawk or an eagle and dropped.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
I mean, who knew that hawks were such efficient Uber drivers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, come back and pick the guy up if you're dropping him off. He doesn't belong here.